Ah, you're still here. I appreciate the reliability. Not something I've always been able to say about people. You, Mr. Chair, are the only one I can talk to without getting hackneyed advice. People tell me the classics, meditate, journal, let go. And the worst one? Maybe you should try being a little more positive. You ever notice how positive people glow like they swallowed a flashlight? Look, I keep asking myself what signs I missed in my relationships. There had to be signs, right? I mean, I'm not totally oblivious. Okay, on Tuesdays, maybe. Sometimes I should have done more, sometimes less, and once I should have done absolutely nothing at all. Thanksgiving. We don't talk about it. But lately, Mr. Chair, I keep thinking about the questions I should have asked the people who passed away. How do I get answers now? Like my father, I want to ask him how he always knew when I was lying. Was there a signal? A twitch? A glow? Did I light up like a Christmas tree of guilt? Don't look at me like that. I'm not lying now. And Marty. Oh, Marty. I wanted to ask him why he forgave everyone else, but held my mistakes like he was collecting rare coins. I swear, the man ran the Museum of Wayne's Greatest Failures. No admission fee, donations encouraged. My grandmother. I still want to ask her how she survived this world with grace when I can barely survive a long line at CVS. But they're gone, and I need answers. And there's no email, no celestial hotline, no press 2 if the person you're trying to reach is unavailable for eternity. What? You think I already have the answers? You mean the things they said to me that I didn't hear because I was too busy talking or worrying or planning what to say next? Maybe you're right. Maybe the answers aren't gone. They're just quieter, like you. Thanks for listening, Mr. Chair. You're the best therapist I never have to reschedule, and the only one who never asks if I'm feeling stuck in my narrative arc. Same time tomorrow? Don't move. I know you won't.